Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're going to dive into a really interesting case study presented back at the Snowflake World Tour in Stockholm. It's about Evoke.
Right, the global betting and gaming giant. You know, William Hill, Mr. Green, those brands.
Exactly. And our mission here is to unpack how they pulled off a pretty significant business transformation. It seems to hinge on linking up Tealium, which handles their front-end data, with Snowflake as their single back-end platform.
Yeah, and specifically the real-time integration they built. That seems to be the key that unlocked a whole lot of potential, moving way beyond just a technical fix.
Okay, so let's set the scene first, briefly. Before this change, things sound like they were, well, a bit chaotic.
Oh, definitely. They described the classic data silo problem. Data all over the place, leading to, frankly, massive accuracy issues.
And they mentioned teams literally running around with CSVs. That sounds painful.
It really does. Super manual, super slow. It basically guaranteed that by the time anyone got the data, it was probably already out of date.
Yeah.
It creates that sort of air gap.
Ah, the air gap. So Tealium's grabbing all this useful customer data up front.
Right. Rich behavioral stuff. But getting it quickly and reliably into Snowflake for analysis and, importantly, activation. That was the bottleneck. Latency, batch processing, all that.
Until 2024, when they introduced this native bidirectional streaming connector, that closed the gap.
That seems to be the breakthrough moment, yeah.
Yeah.
Finally getting that real-time flow and consistency between the front and back end.
What's really striking, though, from the presentation is that the tech solution, while critical, wasn't actually the hardest part.
No, exactly. They were quite clear that the biggest struggle was organizational, cultural, really.
So the tech is ready, the stable data stream is flowing, but the people weren't quite there yet. Why is that?
Well, think about it. If you've spent, you know, maybe a decade questioning every report, arguing about whether the numbers are right.
You don't just flip a switch and trust it overnight.
Precisely. The old way involved managers having to constantly push teams to even use the data and then validate the results constantly. So much friction.
But then something shifted. Once that trust in the real-time data started to build.
The dynamic completely flipped. It went from managers asking teams to use data to teams actually seeking it out. They were hearing about cool stuff others were doing.
Like, hey, I hear marketing is using this real-time feed. I want in.
Exactly that. That peer-to-peer buy-in is powerful. And it really empowered the analysts, too.
How so?
Well, they weren't bogged down justifying the numbers anymore. No more fighting about data accuracy in meetings.
Because there's one trusted source in Snowflake.
Right. So they could just focus on finding the actual insights, which is what they're there for. It gave them immediate authority.
Let's talk measurable impact. Speed sounds like a big one. They mentioned analysts waiting days, even weeks, for reports previously.
Yeah, like imagine that lag. Weeks. Now, with the data instantly available and, crucially, trusted in Snowflake,
they can answer questions the next day.
Pretty much. That same request can often be turned around, implemented, answered the very next day. That's a massive acceleration.
And it killed that constant question, do we trust this data?
Completely. Establishing that single source of truth simplified everything. It allowed teams to actually prove the value of their work in a, quote, scientific, rigorous way. Decisions based on facts, not guesses.
Which obviously feeds into business agility.
Yeah.
The time from an idea to actually doing something with it
is reducing dramatically, that's the quote, because the blocker, I can't get the data into Snowflake, is just gone.
It also changed how they experiment, didn't it? Moving away from just following the product roadmap because no one trusted ad hoc data.
Yeah, to actually being driven by data-backed ideas. They could trust the insights so they could run more tests, better tests.
So they've built this strong foundation. What's next for Evoke? Where are they focusing now?
They're definitely building on this momentum. A big priority is real-time activation.
Okay, what does that mean in practice?
Using Tealium's Moments API to connect things up. So they can react to a customer's action, like the instant it happens.
Yeah.
Think deeper personalization, reacting in the moment.
And AI is on the roadmap too, I assume.
Absolutely. This unified, fast data foundation is perfect for powering AI models. They mentioned compliance, fraud detection, but also really enhancing the customer experience, making it smarter.
Makes sense. And they're also working on unifying things further, like customer segmentation across William Hill, 888, Mr. Green.
Yeah, getting everyone aligned on a single model for consistent reporting and understanding across all their brands and markets. Still some foundational work there, but it's a clear goal.
So when you boil it all down, this journey for Evoke, this integration, it's not just about faster reports.
Not at all. It's about transforming the whole organization into one that's truly data-driven, one that's fundamentally AI-ready and CX-ready because the data infrastructure is finally up to the task. They built the highway, now they can drive innovation on it.
Okay, so here's a final thought for you, the listener. What if your organization could completely eliminate that question of data trust? Just take it off the table.
Yeah, imagine freeing up all that time and energy teams spend on, you know, the data plumbing, the manual processes, the validation, the arguments.
And shifting all that focus purely onto innovation and creating actual business value?
Yeah.
How much faster could you move then? Something to think about.